بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Some beautiful words of advice from our beloved scholar, الشيخ صالح بن فوزان الفوزان. حفظه الله. May Allah preserve him. As we approach the midway point of the month of Ramadan in the year 1437.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the ever merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things.
صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to our Prophet Muhammad.
وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
And likewise that of his family and companions, all of them in entirety.
قال الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Allah the Glorified and Most High has said.
والله يدعو إلى دار السلام.
And Allah invites to the abode of peace.
ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
And He guides whomever He chooses, whomever He wills, to a straight path.
الله سبحانه وتعالى يدعو أي يطلب منا.
Allah the Glorified and Most High invites, meaning He requests from us.
وينادينا.
And He calls upon us.
ينادينا سبحانه وتعالى.
He calls upon us, the Glorified and Most High.
إلى دار السلام وهي الجنة.
He invites us to the abode of peace, and that is paradise.
سميت دار السلام.
It's been called دار السلام, the abode of peace.
لأنها سالمة من الآفات والعيوب والنقائص.
Because it is free of all negative things, blemishes and deficiencies.
كاملة حياة كاملة لا يعتريها موت.
Complete. It is a complete life, having no death associated with it.
لا يعتريها مرض.
No illness is associated with it.
لا يعتريها كبر وهرم.
No old age or senility is associated with it.
لا يعتريها جوع وعطش.
No hunger or thirst is associated with it.
لا يعتريها تعب لا يمسهم فيها نصب.
No fatigue is associated with it, so its dwellers shall not be overcome by exhaustion.
فهي دار كاملة.
So it is an abode that is complete and perfect.
للنعيم والسرور.
For blissful delights and happiness.
وهي مع هذا درجات.
And along with this, there is within it levels.
بحسب تفاضل الأعمال وبحسب تفاضل بعضهم عن بعض.
Based on the variety of the people's actions and the virtues of some of them over others.
فهم في درجات متفاوتة.
They have therein various differing levels.
كل درجة فوق الأخرى.
Each level being higher than the next.
ومنهم من يرى منزله في الجنة.
And some of its dwellers have houses that can be seen.
كالكوكب الغائر في الأفق.
Like the far off heavenly bodies in the horizon.
لرفعته عن غيره.
Because of its high lofty status above others.
تفاوتون هم درجات عند الله.
They vary in levels of virtue, and they are upon different levels with Allah.
والله بصير بما يعملون.
And Allah sees all that they do.
فهذا الشهر الكريم هو شهر الجنة.
So this noble month, it is the month of paradise.
تفتح فيه أبوابها.
In it, its gates are opened.
وتغلق فيه أبواب النار.
And in this month, the gates of the hellfire are closed.
وينادي مناد يا باغي الخير أقبل.
And a caller calls out, O seeker of good, come forth.
ويا باغي الشر أقصد.
And O seeker of evil, refrain.
ولله عتقاء من النار وذلك في كل ليلة.
And Allah has servants whom He frees from the fire, and that is every night.
من ليالي رمضان ينادي هذا المنادي.
Every night of all the nights of Ramadan, this caller calls out.
فعلينا أن ننتبه لهذا.
So it is upon us that we pay attention to this.
وأن نبادر.
And we should rush to this opportunity.
الآن انتصف الشهر.
At this point, the month has reached its halfway point.
وذهب نصفه.
And half of it is gone.
فبماذا استعملناه وماذا أودعنا فيه؟
So what have we used this time for, and what have we put forth within it?
نفكر في هذا.
We must contemplate this.
وهو شاهد لنا أو علينا يوم القيامة عند الله سبحانه وتعالى.
As it is a witness for us in our favor or against us on the day of judgment with Allah the glorified and most high.
وهذه الأيام التي تمر.
And these days that pass by.
كما قال المسيح عيسى بن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام.
As the Messiah Jesus the son of Mary said.
هذه الأيام خزائن.
These days are storage units.
خزائن تودع فيها أعمال العبد من خير أو شر.
Storage units in which the servants' actions are placed, good or bad.
وفي يوم القيامة.
And on the day of judgment.
تفتح هذه الخزائن.
These storage units shall be opened.
فالمحسن يجد في خزائنه العزة والكرامة.
The one who does well shall find in his storage honor and grace bestowed upon him.
والمسيء يجد في خزائنه الحسرة والندامة.
And the one who does bad shall find in his storage regret and remorse.
الله جل وعلا قال بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر.
Allah the Mighty and Most High has said what means in the name of Allah the Most Gracious, the All Merciful, wal asr, by the passing of time.
Wal asr huwa ad-dahr, al-yawm, al-layali wal ayyam.
Al asr, it is the time itself, the days and the nights.
Hada huwa al asr.
These things, they are al asr, time.
Inna al-insana lafi khusr.
Verily, all of mankind is in loss.
كل إنسان.
Every single person.
لا يستثنى أحد.
No one is exempted.
العلماء والعوام والملوك.
Scholars, laymen, kings.
والصعاليك والأغنياء والفقراء.
The bankrupt, the rich, the poor.
كل إنسان يدخل في إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
Every human being comes under the generality of his statement that means all of mankind is in loss.
يعني خسارة.
This means a true loss.
يمر عليه هذا العصر وهذه الأيام.
This time passes him by and these days pass him by.
ولا يغتنمها تكون خسارة عليه.
And he does not take advantage of them, so they are a loss upon him.
إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
Verily, mankind is in loss.
إلا من اتصف بأربع صفات.
Except for those who take on four characteristics.
ذكرها الله في هذه السورة القصيرة.
Allah mentioned them in this short surah.
الذين آمنوا هذه واحدة.
Those who believe, they have iman, that's the first.
وعملوا الصالحات هذه الثانية.
And they perform righteous deeds, this is the second.
تواصوا بالحق هذه الثالثة.
And they mutually admonish each other to be upon the truth, this is the third.
وتواصوا بالصبر هذه الرابعة.
And they mutually admonish each other to be patient, and this is the fourth.
فلا ينجو من هذه الخسارة يوم القيامة إلا من اتصف بهذه الصفات الأربع.
So no one is saved from this loss on the day of judgment except those who have these four attributes.
نحن ننظر في أنفسنا.
So we look into our own selves.
هل اغتنمنا هذه الأمور الأربعة؟
Have we taken advantage of these four things?
أم نحن غافلون عنها؟
Or are we heedless about them?
ولكن لا نيأس من رحمة الله.
However, we do not give up on the mercy of Allah.
باب التوبة مفتوح.
As the door of repentance remains open.
والله جل وعلا يقبل التوبة عن عباده.
And Allah the Mighty and Most High accepts the repentance of His servants.
إذا تابوا إليه يتقبلهم.
If they repent to Him, then he accepts it from them.
ويغفر لهم.
And he forgives them.
ويتوب عليهم.
He accepts their repentance from them.
فباب التوبة مفتوح.
So the door of Tawbah remains open.
نحن كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ابن آدم خطاؤون.
We are as the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, all of the descendants of Adam are continually falling into error.
وخير الخطائين التوابون.
And the best of those who continually err are those who repent much.
الله فتح لنا باب التوبة من رحمته سبحانه وتعالى.
Allah has opened the door of repentance for us from His mercy, the Glorified and Most High.
لئلا نهلك في ذنوبنا.
So that we are not destroyed by our sins.
بل نبادر إلى التوبة.
So let us hasten to repentance.
ومن تاب تاب الله عليه والتائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له.
And whoever repents, then Allah accepts his repentance. And the one who repents from a sin is like the one who had not even committed a sin.
الفرصة سانحة.
So the opportunity is available.
ولا سيما في هذا الشهر المبارك.
Especially in this blessed month.
الذي انتصف الآن.
Which has now reached its midway point.
والله أعلم ماذا أودعنا فيه.
And Allah knows best about what we have put forth within it.
كل إنسان يفكر.
Every person should contemplate.
فإن كان من أهل الخير.
If he's from those who have done good.
وملأ هذه الأيام بالخير فليتزوج.
And he has filled these days up with good actions, then let him take on more.
في بقية الشهر يزداد.
In the rest of the month, and let him do more.
وإن كان مفرطا.
And if he has squandered the opportunity so far.
وَمُسِيئًا فَلَا يَقْنَطْ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ.
And he's someone who's been doing wrong, then let him not give up on the mercy of Allah.
باب التوبة مفتوح.
The door of repentance is open.
يتوب إلى الله بصدق وإخلاص.
Let him repent to Allah with honesty and sincerity.
توبة نصوحة.
With pure repentance.
يتوب إلى الله.
He repents to Allah.
والله يتوب عليه.
And Allah accepts his repentance.
ويستدرك ما فاته.
He tries to compensate for what has passed him by.
بالتوبة والاستغفار.
Through repentance and seeking forgiveness.
والعمل فيما بقي.
And putting in work in the remainder of the month.
ما دام الإنسان يعيش في هذه الدنيا.
So long as a person remains alive in this worldly life.
فهو في المهلة التي أعطاه الله إياها.
So then he is within this period of respite that Allah has given him.
فَلَا يُضَيِّعَ إِنْ كَانْ ضَيِّعَ أَوَّلَهَا فَلَا يُضَيِّعْ آخِرَهَا.
And let him not squander his opportunity. If he squandered his opportunities in the first part of the month, then let him not squander those opportunities in what remains of the month.
وَالْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ.
And actions are based upon their final closing deeds.
والله تعالى أعلم. صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
And Allah the Most High knows best. May Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to our Prophet Muhammad and upon all of his family and companions.